With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tuning in to Chaos Culture Radio. Dropping knowledge in the studio, you already know.
Yeah, we back at it, man. Thank you for tuning in, Chaos Culture Radio. Bro, what a week. What a week has it been, man. First of all, let me introduce the people that's on the panel. Our regular people that always been here, F in the one. You got my man. You already know. This is your man, Ronnie Ron.
This should have bought a new Jordan there. You know how we do. Let's go. Let's get it.
And this is your boy, Prince Akeem, a.k.a. Chicken George. Chicken George, Chicken George.
Yeah, of course, shout out to Jabari. He's the one that gave us this clip. He said, hey, yo, can you guys talk about it? I said, most definitely. So
shout out,
going to play the clip. It's a shocker. We didn't even see it. So we just going to play the clip. Oh, yeah, and also this is fair use.
No copyright strikes.
Shout out to Vlad TV. Shout out to him.
And shout out to the Nation of Islam and Nuri Muhammad. Out of Moss, I don't know what it is, out of Indianapolis.
One of them is financial coonery, Black Dollars Matter.
Well, that was a lecture.
Oh, lecture.
That was a lecture I did.
So these are probably lectures as opposed
to books. Yes, those, if you're on the site, those are lectures. I do have four books. And one is Before You Say I Do. That's about mate selection. The most important decision you could ever make in your life after choosing to believe in God is to pick the right one to spend the rest of your life with. The mate you choose will either inspire you to grow into your greatness or confine you to complacency. They either be your other half or make you a half of yourself. The minister said, like, it's a good relationship will bring out the best in you and cause you to become more youthful, and a bad one will bring out the worst in you and age you prematurely. So mate selection is something we've been struggling with, as this was one of those three sciences that they said in 1867 on the halls of Congress that must never be taught to the slaves. So what happened, Vlad, is that as we were moving to all of these cities, being invited to speak, no matter who was inviting us, we always found that we was off in a corner at the hotel in a sidebar counseling session, talking to somebody that was coordinating these events about their relationship problem. And I said, man, you know, when marriage is done right, your home becomes a spiritual recharge center where you can break away from the wickedness of the world, let your firewall down, and come home to a place of pure love where you can plug into and extract peace and power. But whenever the organizers that are fighting for freedom, justice, and equality have to go home and get drained. And I said, man, the last thing that a man wants to come home to after fighting in this world is to have to go round two with his own woman. And the last thing a woman wants to come home to after fighting in this world is to find a man that ain't been fighting at all.
Woo!
Islam.
Nation. He just
That's like the brother smooth, man. You already know I'm already subscribed to the bow tie gang, but them brothers smooth. Them brothers real smooth. I like how they be talking, man. Them brothers they're on a whole nother pricing. But let's go, man. Go ahead, guys. Let's time in. Let's talk about it. A lot of people always say in marriage, like he kind of explained it, but we're gonna go more in depth. We also have someone that is on the panel that is married, which is Jordan, and you know. They all talking about marriage supposed to be, you're supposed to be able to have a marriage that pretty much to bring peace, make you have a peaceful mind. So let's talk about it. Go ahead, Jordan. Time in.
Hey, man. Hey, what he was saying, man, I had nothing more to say. It was factual to the best. And about mate selection is very, very important. And a lot of people don't know what type of woman or what type of man they really, really need in their life, to you know, be in a long-term relationship and possibly go into marriage, is, you know, really courting each other. See y'all writing, and also really you guys, you know, your head is straight, because there might be some things that happened in the past. What I'm trying to say is, what's the word? When you dealing with trauma and from past relationships, and you jump into another relationship, knowing you got past traumas and not trying to heal them from, go see a therapist or talk about anything. And I think, you know, especially in our generation, it's a lot of trauma that people go into in relationships, you know, that can break them and not know they are broken. And to me, it's like, you know, once you leave a relationship, I highly, especially in our community, I highly recommend you talk to somebody. I would prefer a therapist and go to help with that, or just really be talk to somebody. Talk to somebody that's close with your best friend or a parent, so you won't have to deal with it, and you can heal from it. And then knowing your next relationship, you know what you're looking for, and you know what you need, the certain things that you need to make sure that relationship will work, so it can be turned to the marriage. Like for me, for instance, you know, I'm I found my mate when I was in college. But before that, you know, we got together, we was talking to two people at the time. I think I talked about this. And the chick I was talking to was before that, you know, she seemed cool, you know, but after so much, I guess when she was trying to be so nice and everything, and, you know, I said something wrong. Then she's like, oh, no, y'all just, it's like, and then she started being kind of crazy. It's like, oh, you guys are all the same or something like that, or that type of stuff. And then she started getting mad and got a little crazy. And it's like, yo, I can't deal with that. I cannot deal with that. And I just had to cut her off immediately. I cut her off. And then the thing is, you know, I thought about, you know, my wife at the time, you know, I just broke down the basis. If she's nice, she's nice. You know, she's nice to people. She's nice to me. You know, she looks up to me. We have good conversations. And I just thought about little things. It's like, you know, with that, with my wife at the time. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna tell her how I feel and everything. I told her how I feel. And, you know, after that, it worked. And I'm not gonna say, being in a relationship, you know, it can be challenging, especially if you're young, especially in your 20s. It can be very, very challenging because, you know, you're not just, you know, knowing your partner, you know, you also try to realize, you know, about yourself as well. You know, especially if you're a young guy, you really try to figure out for yourself. You know, just like I said, for me and Z, you know, we moved to a totally different state. You know, she's coming from Georgia, I'm coming from Michigan. So moving to another state, you know, and just realizing, like, you know, we're trying to figure it out, and we try to figure ourselves out, and then also we try to figure each other out. So for me, it's like, you know, just really having a family structure for both of us. You know, we both believe in family and anything. High on family. We're big on family. And I think that's one of the reasons that's worked, because, you know, seeing her family side and seeing how our family side is, they both, like I said, her family side, they love me. My family side, they love her. And so when both of your families are, you know, adore you and really, really love you, you know, that's a major boost. Because, you know, okay, this might be the right one. This might be the right woman she got to have as a wife, you know, have my last name, and, you know, and then bring it to, you know, and put our families together. And so it's, for me, it's like, you know, just really, really being with my wife for 13, it's going to be 13 years next week. That's when we first got together, like in a week from now. Just to being having a family mindset for me and her, I think that really helped us out. Because if that wasn't like if that was on my priority, or she had a different type of priority, if he wasn't connected with how we are with family, I really don't think it would have worked out. But, you know, there's stuff that I liked about her, the stuff that she liked about me, and we just kept building on that. Now, you know, in our 30s now, it's like we have a vision of what we want, and we know what we want. And, you know, really nothing can stop it, because we see eye to eye to what. So go back to what he was saying, man. He was 100% correct, and just talk about, you know, my relationship, my marriage, how, you know, he's exactly 100% right what he's saying, because it works out for me. And a lot of people don't know really what to do, how to build onto relationships, become into a marriage, And also, you know, they don't get, you know, they don't get the help that they need when we have post-traumas from past relationships, and they keep bringing it to a new relationship thinking something's going on. They want a man to, you know, hey, you know, I want you to do this, you know, because, you know, fix me because I'm unfixable. But my thing is, you need to fix yourself first before you get into that relationship. So that's my you know, couple chains I got for you.
I'm glad that you told your testimony because I want people to see the reality of someone that actually is married, but then someone that is, like, for myself, that is single. Now, what the minister is saying, I already know. So most of the teachers of the NOI I do subscribe to when it comes to the aspect, when it comes to raising a family, when it comes to principle, and especially when it comes to the Black woman. But to today's society, not back in the 40s, not back in the 60s, not back in the 70s, but to today's society of women, they no longer want a peaceful home anymore. Prime example, a man comes, a man trying to bet his woman, he trying to give a form of structure and what he needs in his life to have to create that family structure. A woman will be combative and she will fight that man. Men today are spending money, thousands of dollars, just to try to please a woman instead of actually pleasing the family. It's a well-known fact today, women, especially Black women, they're filing for the divorce on a higher rate. During the pandemic, I think people are already aware, there's been articles how when people was actually home with their significant others, the woman realized she didn't even want to be with that man anymore. That's very touching because like the minister said, you're supposed to be able to go home and you're supposed to have peace when you go home. But yeah, when they go home, they see to find themselves in a lot of chaos. This is one of the biggest situations that we are facing, especially in our community. And then women always wonder why the Black man don't want to stay, or why the Black man not at home when it comes to the aspect of the kids. It's not because we don't want to raise the kids or we want to abandon the kids. It's just the aspect of the woman's not giving us the peace of mind. That's the issue. There is no peace at the home. So when there's no peace at the home, what else? Especially as a man, especially if you're a hardworking man, you work 80 hours a week, 40 hours a week, 50 hours a week, you're going to find peace elsewhere. It's either the strip club, the bars, or even on social media, somewhere that you go, or another woman to get that peace that you're looking for, because the woman you have at home isn't satisfying that. And that's why I'm very open when it comes to the aspect of polygamy. Well, however, that's a whole nother topic. But when it comes to this topic particular, the women, I don't even think women today know what the whole meaning of a peaceful man at home. And this is why the Black man don't want to marry anymore. That's the one prime example. You see when Jordan goes home, he has peace there. There's no turmoil, there's no issue. Peace of mind. And then when you have that peace of mind, you're able to strive better, you're even able to conquer in this world, because I think everybody knows. It's very hard for a Black man in America. I'm just speaking facts. But go ahead.
It's big facts.
No, definitely. So I want to come at this from a perspective that I want everybody to. First off, I want to say that, and the ladies, I hope you're listening to you. Cosmopolitan and Vogue, all these magazines lied to you to the point where it got you so messed up, you forgetting the most important thing, being our co-CEO. We hear this term, but women, it goes over a lot of women's head, being a man's piece. What Jordan told you in his dialogue, and this is why we wanted him to speak first. He explained something only married people will understand, and only a woman who has been under the elk of a father to understand what it means to be peace. The narrative that they preach to Black women saying that you need to be a strong Black woman for a man is the wrong narrative to be that. You're not supposed to be strong when you have a man next to you. You strong when shit starts to go left and your man is weak. That's when we need you to be strong. Now, the narrative strong comes in, tends to convert you women into being men. Now, when you convert into being men, now you emasculating men. We already got enough shit to deal with. And here's the funny thing is, when I say this, if a woman was on the panel, she say, we got enough shit to deal with too. Baby, we understand that. You know how hard it is to go out there and work 70, 40 hours to come give up our whole check to make sure everybody's in the house taken care of? Putting away, sacrificing our dreams, wants, needs to make sure you and some of these little niggas inside this house is okay? You got the police disrespecting us. You got the job disrespecting us. And the last thing we want to do is to come home and have a woman disrespect us. Sometimes we don't even want to. Sometimes we get so tired, we go and sleep on the couch. It's not that we got a problem with you. We just tired of what the world is giving us. The least thing you want to do is when you see us weak in our knees, is to unbuckle our shoe, put the blanket over, and keep something cold next to that nightstand when I wake up. Like, where am I? Oh, I'm at the crib. It's hard to do that now because you want to know why? The pressures of a man, women have pressures too. A lot of those pressures can be eradicated by understanding and come home and just having a conversation with us. Baby, what do you need? What do you want from me to be a good woman for you? Or what do I need to do to be a good woman for you? The last thing that the minister, Nuri Muhammad, said is, the last thing a woman wants to do is to come home and to see a man not even trying to fight. And that's the point when a lot of women do give up on us, when we stop wanting to fight. It should have been common sense to know that, but I have to say that because a lot of women think when we speak, we just bashing on y'all. It's not that. You're on a podcast full of men talking about men issues and how we're trying to make sure that we can have the best wives ever. There's a lot of decisions that we're going to make in life is not going to make everybody happy. Some people are going to get hurt. You feel me? And in the sense of that, you're going to have to make the sacrifice to compromise to make sure who's going to be happy or not. And we know women make the greatest sacrifices ever. Leaving home. His wife did it. Building a new family, sacrificing, making a career to make sure your husband is okay, make sure the family is okay, swallowing your pride, knowing that there's certain things you want for yourself. You say, no, it's for the team. I want you to think about that. That's some comments here I want to read because I got some more to say. Mrs. Apple, she said, don't know what a peaceful home is.
Woo! That's one of the questions I was going to ask you guys on the panel. She actually asked it right now. Do men actually know what a peaceful home is? Each one of y'all can answer that question. Do a man really do? Because that was one of my questions I was literally just going to ask.
I got an answer for it. Well, go ahead. I'm going to let y'all go first.
Go ahead, Joy.
For a man, that's a good question. That is a good question. I'll say 50-50. I'll say 50-50 because a man know if what a peaceful home is. You come home, you know, everything's clean. Like, just come home to a nice peaceful means. Everything's clean, you know, everything's smelling good, you know, the dishes are, you know, dishes are done, you know, or come with a home-cooked meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. And just talk to your spouse about, you know, just have a small conversation about how work is going, you know. Y'all want to do something. And also, I think one of the biggest things too is like, make sure you guys go out once or twice a week. And the thing is, you don't have to spend anything. You know, you can go to the park, movies, you know, anything that's going around in the city, any type of events, you know, there's always something, you know, to do something outside, because especially for a woman, women wants to go out and do something. I'm going to let y'all know, long-term relationship, you're in a long-term married wife, something. Women loves to go out. I don't care how old they are. They love to go out.
And listen, and Jordan, I see you always take your wife out.
You got
the pictures to prove it.
Yeah, I do.
Well, I follow them on Instagram.
He had a good birthday. He showed the
Yeah, I was going to say that at the end. Yeah, I was going to say that at the end. But yeah.
That drink.
I just came from the Great Gatsby party downtown. Yo, that was the best party I ever went in all year. But like I said, a peaceful home, I'm just gonna say this. Make sure, especially for men, you gotta take your woman out. You're gonna spend enough money. Find something, hey, you wanna do this? And really, and women kinda like that, you kinda plan something now. Hey, we're doing this. If you do this, like, we are, okay, let's go. So, man, take your woman out at least once a week. If you can't do it 1 week, try to do it next week. Try to do it like twice a week. That's all I'm gonna say.
No, and for me on the aspect, I'm being honest. Man, today don't really know what a peaceful home is because most men are raised with single parent household. The father's not there, so how can they know what his peace is? They never saw it. Most men are raised today in the most of the chaos. What is out of the mom being emotional, the mom bringing the man down, the mom telling the boy you ain't shit, the mom telling the boy, you're never gonna be nothing in life. So how do you know what peace is? His upbringing is all into toxicity. So We don't really know. I'm being honest. We don't really know. The only way we would know what a peaceful home is if we have prime example of a man that actually is married and that's actually doing something in the community that we are able to see it. But to be honest, today we don't really see it. So I'm being honest, man, don't really don't know what a peaceful home is. See, Jordan know what it is because he actually in the predicament. He actually is married. He actually has someone there who's waiting for him when he do get home.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But someone like me and other men, we just don't see it. We just like, it's just the talk of the wind. So to be honest, we just don't know what a peaceful home is. Now we could create it by, like Jordan said, by taking a woman out. But I'm gonna be devil advocate here. Some men actually do take the woman out, actually do stuff for the woman, and yet they're still on peaceful home. The man still is in chaos. The man is still trying to go to therapy and figure out, why this woman won't bring peace into my life? Because at the end of the day, I don't think woman is supposed to bring peace. I think you're supposed to have peace already from what God already have given you. That's just my sentiment. That's what I'm thinking. And just by me seeing things on how our community is raised, that's why I'm saying that we really don't know what peace is. I'm just keeping the buck. Go ahead, Akeem.
Now, in my opinion, I think we do, if this is my opinion, I think we do know. If you've been living in chaos, you want everything that's opposite to what you've been knowing for your rest of your life. You're going to want to, anything opposite of chaos is a peace to somebody when they see. You know what I'm trying to say? Yelling and screaming and hollering. If you know that, if you come to a house that's peaceful, it might be confusing to you, but you'll start to recognize. You feel me? Now, I want to answer another thing. You'll start to recognize it. You'll start to piece together. When you get older and you start to meet different peoples of walks of life and you start to vision what their marriages are, you're going to understand. Now, Apple, this is an old one. She says some women don't know what they want. And I mean, prior before that, she said that you found you a woman that gave you what you want. Apple, he got his wife young when she was open to more ideas and more agreeable. When certain women are older, they're set in their ways. And sometimes it's my way or the highway. That's how some older women are. We're not saying it's absolute. Now, I do want to comment on one other thing, and I want your brothers to comment. She says some women don't know what they want or know what it is to meant to say the dating process usually isn't discussed. Okay, here's the thing about that. We all know the Black community do not know nothing about dating or courting. Let's just be honest. After 1960, heading into 1980, it was a free-for-all.
There you go. Yep.
Facts.
Because prior before that, you had to go to somebody's house and a man, there was a common knowledge known, said, hey, if he wanted to smash prior before that, y'all was getting married. He came in his house with his uniform. Hey, Mr. Johnson, I'm gonna take your daughter off your hands.
Facts. Preach.
Some of you women are having babies from niggas and your daddy never even seen their face. Your mother don't even know what the nigga smell like. You showing pictures of the nigga. He ain't never been to the baby shower or nothing. Damn. Yeah, you don't know what you want. You might as well say he gave you free nut. Now, I don't know if y'all wanted to comment on that.
I was going to say what Gorilla would say, the nut quit.
No, but I can't speak fact. Like, before you even date somebody, you're supposed to meet the parent, and then you're supposed to take the woman out of the father's hands. That's what they used to do back then. That was the white way of doing things. But today, I'm being honest, most of the time you date somebody, you don't even want to meet the parents. You be like, nah, I'm good. And sometimes the girl actually offers, you're like, hey, you want to meet my mom or you want to meet my dad? Most of the time the guy immediately denies. He say, nah, we ain't serious like that. No. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's correct, because that's a test. That's to tell you everything. If because usually the man would take it to the parents, see the parents first. Because that's what I did. Well, when I was living in Miami, I said, okay, I had an uncle who lived there to see a family member. I knew it's like, okay, she's good enough to take and see a family member or a parent, something like that. So I think when a man starts doing that, that means, he got a little something. Because a man's like, oh, cool. If she ain't caused no chaos, that means I can bring that and, meet it to the family. Because she ain't scarring no chaos in my life.
You want to know something? You want to know something, too? There's something you got to talk about. A lot of these people come in a situation hurt, man, and broken.
Yeah.
So some women don't even know how to become a piece. They don't understand the first thing of becoming a man's piece, because the first piece we get is that sack. Most women just really know how to have sex. They don't even know how to cook half the time. Really, they think slanging a piece of pussycat is enough to keep a man calm. Listen, after we nut and we wag that tail a little bit, we look at your face and say, what is she doing here? Like, understand that. How you can become my piece? How you going to make my life better? Some of y'all women think we're incompetent. Some of you think we're incompetent. You talk to us like we're incompetent. You make us feel like you have to do everything. The amount of sacrifices we make just to be with you, you would not understand and fathom the idea. The amount of temptation we have to suppress in our mind to come home to a woman and say, nah, don't touch me tonight. I ain't feeling it, Hakeem. What? I don't even want to be touched tonight. A week go by. I don't even want to be touched tonight again. 2 weeks, 3 weeks go by. Do you know our love language is physical touch? That's another way of bringing peace.
And if you keep doing that, the right type of man is going to be like that, or the right type of man, you keep ignoring them like that, okay, I'm going to find another girl who can touch me like this. Cause she ain't doing it.
I want you to look at. I didn't know if you was going to say something, Ron.
No, I ain't. I wasn't going to say that. I agree. And then I say, nah. Go ahead. Continue.
I want you to look at why the last couple years where side hoes, first off, mistresses elevated to side hoes, elevated to side chicks, elevated to sneaky link. Why they're so been popularized? Cause they know how to become a man's piece. A man have sneaky link, a woman to have a sneaky link. When he comes to her house, he doesn't get all that yapping that his regular woman might get. And the expectation, you know, most sneaky links, you come to their house, they cook and clean and suck and fuck and shut up.
Yep. That's facts, Hakeem.
That's facts. She knows you with another woman. She's going to do everything that your woman going to do. She's going to make it peaceful. Matter of fact, she doesn't even bother you while you're sleeping. He gets his sleep when he's at a sneaky link house. He doesn't touch her. Listen, he doesn't touch his phone when it's ringing. She'll go wake him up. Babe, your phone's ringing. Your phone's ringing. I think it's your wife. Go ahead. Yeah. If you want privacy, go to the next room.
And you know what they're thinking about? Mm-hmm. When you going to leave his wife so I can take care of her?
Basically. In his mind, when you're doing this and you're not pressuring him, he said, I'm wondering, when should I leave my wife? Sometimes your actions can trick yourself out your position. And I want to state something in the comments that they're saying. Women, we need to not focus on the word and example when men trying to express ourselves. We are harsh. If a man is making sacrifices, he is going to demand certain things from his woman. A lot of women demand things too. Sometimes women will state what they want and overlook what a man wants. I've never heard on any woman's podcast talks about what do men want. What do men need to survive? What do men think they need to be comfortable or be happy in the home? Y'all think just giving us a piece of sack is enough.
And I'm not going to lie. To be honest with you, I think the problem is with our culture, I think we have a cultural problem, because I think the aspect of the women are raised to be like men. That's the problem. Women today are raised up to be like men. They walk in, they talking, they feeling like men instead of actually feeling like women, actually being what women is supposed to do. Is to be the man's piece. That's the biggest problem we have in today's society. Now, there is some women that are being raised by their father, but even their father is treating them like men.
Mm-hmm.
Their father is telling them, you don't need no man. You don't need no man for nothing. Baby, you go out there. You strive. You be the best you that you could possibly be, knowing that the best woman that she could possibly be is being with that man and actually raising a family and raising a peaceful home. Most women today, we ask women today, she'll tell you straight up. Most women today say they don't want to work. They want to be at home and to be satisfied to their man. I don't know if that ever happened to you. After you ever smash with a girl or you ever had sex with a girl after the sex is done, you don't see how she quickly get up and she prepare you a sandwich. She does it naturally.
Yeah.
Without even the man telling her, she does it naturally.
Yep.
Women today are out of the animate. That's my sense. Go ahead, Hakeem. Joe, I know you're going to say something. Take off.
Yeah, that was very true, Hakeem. I definitely agree. And for the men out there, if my thing is, I feel like men is scared to speak up to their woman or somebody. You know, my thing is, there's nothing wrong with speaking up. You just got to be assertive about it. You be assertive about it. A woman's going to like it when you speak up. Because that's like, oh, okay. Now she's kind of look you kind of as a leader in a way because you're speaking up. You're speaking up for yourself. Once you speak up for yourself, okay, cool. That means, oh, I think I like him. He's a certain stuff. He's confident. Okay. That kind of turns the women on when you speak up. You know, they don't want no a weak man. They don't.
No, they don't. And women, the lack of respect women have for men is due to the fact that we don't assert ourselves. Because we scared to do that because we don't know where it's going to go. Because there's certain lines of things that comes after that say, oh, you're trying to oppress me. You think I'm going to be your mama? You think I'm going to be your maid? Now, Jabari said something earlier in the conversation that I don't think it goes over a lot of people's head because it sounds derogatory. It sounds derogatory. Obedience. It's in the Bible. A man needs to have obedience to wake up every morning to purposely be the best version of himself so his wife and kids can have a better life. A woman needs to have obedience to understand, to respect, love her man, and understand what it needs to be done for the family. Yes, you have a sacrifice that you're making. You could have a life too. Your life was sacrificed to become a family, and your sacrifice is well acknowledged, appreciated, and understand. Both of these sacrifices are met for the greater good to try to build a community. The last thing is an issue is the sacrifices now in today's relationship are lopsided. It's topsy-turvy. Because usually now, men will make themselves unhappy to make their woman happy. That's tens of what it is. We're talking about good men.
Yep.
And we usually become a woman's piece and the woman don't become our piece because you don't ask what we want. We tend to do what you want and then to find our peace outside of the home.
Because think about it, Hakeem and Joint. But think about it. Most of us was raised with our mom. So we seen our mom struggle when the father was not there. We seen our mom struggle. We seen how she was stressful. She didn't have peace. So when we get older, we like, oh, you know what? I'm going to make sure my woman never become like my mother.
Yeah.
To have the worry of life, knowing that the bills will never get paid. I'm going to make sure she's always taken care of. However, like I told you, the woman was mostly built like men. So the woman was out there, she was working, she was getting the bag, this and that. She doing stuff man is supposed to do. So women be like, oh, well, you know, I can care less what you do for me. Go ahead. Because I know you're going to read the comment.
Yeah, read the comment. So Apple said something that was real pivotal. And Apple, I wanted to acknowledge this comment because you are correct. I come in contact with men who don't know how to communicate out of fear.
Mm.
You want to know why, Apple, you want to know why fear is? The thing we have to worry about the most is you picking up and saying, I don't want to be in this relationship. Yeah, I'm talking about good men. I'm talking about men like me, men like him, men like him. We look at y'all as an investment. We're willing to go to the long haul. Yes, we don't know how to communicate. Yes, we don't know how to communicate. It is a fact. But the thing about it is, if we tell you how we really feel, you think it's a weakness. Men are taught to not to speak in fear. We talked to me, said, man, I just don't want to talk about this. Okay, go ahead, do what you want to do. But yeah, in the back of our mind, we're scared shitless. Okay, then she about to leave with the kids?
No, but the thing is, Hakeem and Jordan, we actually do communicate. We don't communicate verbally. We communicate with our actions. Like certain things, man want to do something, he used to do it, he stopped doing it no more, we actually communicating to you. It's just that the women, because women are mostly expression. They talk about their feelings. You see, they let it all loose. They tell you straight up, straight how it is. That's how it is. Men, we don't do that. We do mostly with our actions. If we like, for example, we used to clean the dishes, and something's bothering us. You'll notice one day we stop cleaning the dishes. That's when you kind of know something's wrong. Like, hey, he normally cleaning this, now he stop. Then normally a woman would normally go to that man and say, hey, what's bothering? What's going on? Go ahead, Joe. I know you're gonna time it.
No, I would say that's 100% facts, what you just saying. I definitely agree 100%. You know, men really do communicate with our actions. And it took my wife for some time of, you know, how we probably communicate. And she knows, like, man, okay, I know my husband. He communicates by doing service things and all that type of stuff. You know, I might talk about separate things here and there, but she knows if I'm consistently doing what I'm doing, showing my actions, spoiling her, all that type of stuff, or do what I need to do, pay the bills, or take them somewhere, all that type of stuff. Or something small too. Something's very simple. I keep doing my action. I'm consistent with it. And so long as a woman sees that man consistent, see the consistency, you should serve your man and be grateful. And speaking of serving, there are some women have the problem of serving your man think it's an act of slavery. I want to ask y'all that question. Why is that?
What'd you say?
Because there was a lie that was given by society and also movies, television, and the sisterhood. You're not supposed to serve you. You're not supposed to serve him. He's supposed to serve you. He's supposed to wash your feet. He's supposed to do all these things. Mind you, that's the man that do those things. And yet the woman still don't respect him because he's out of his element. Oh, yeah, I know you
will
definitely go in on this one.
No, definitely. I think, and this also encompasses to what you said to this. She said, I actually been told delivering was told something else. I think most people just have needed to be medicated on mental illness. You know something? Yeah. You know, as we get older and to reference to what you're saying, what we used to see our mothers do and our grandmothers and our aunts do is not reflecting into the daughters that are becoming women for men or the sons that are becoming husbands for these women. When a woman is raised in chaos, she clearly doesn't know how to pick the right mate. When there's no example, or she doesn't know how to serve a man or cater to a man, and she never needed to. Because usually sometimes the daughters usually caters to the mothers when there's no man around.
Facts.
I'm talking about some serious stuff here. And that relationship becomes tumultuous because they sometimes bump heads due to the fact that when a woman says something, she's going to respond too. This is why women love sons, because she can cuss the son out all day and he won't never say nothing. You're not going to do that to a daughter. She's going to bump heads with you. But still, the daughter sometimes play that role of the son at times, but it does not always work. You feel what I'm trying to say? You're trying to serve your mother when you need to serve a man, and she probably didn't have the same type of... You feel what I'm saying? But to understand this, here's another comment. But if she says that this isn't worth her leaving, he said this isn't worth her leaving, and if you're not getting what you need... That's no problem. If you're not getting what you need, then leave. But I think sometimes what you're leaving for don't always be that serious. What do you really want? When you tell a man that, it doesn't always be that serious. If we analyze at least 80% of the cases of why women leave relationships, be very minute things.
And the thing is, I would say this too. The thing is, if it's worth it, can you sacrifice and compromise? That's the two right there. If you can do it, if it's worth it, can you sacrifice? Really talk about if you want to sacrifice something that you need to order to make the relationship work, or that's a big thing. That's how a relationship can work.
You touching on something now?
But there's also another aspect to it too. I think, to be honest, I don't think a woman's happiness shouldn't matter. To be honest with you. Women, I think women focus too much on their happiness, and I think that's the problem. It's destroying a lot of homes. Let's be 100% raw here, guys. Most of the times, women go out there, they even say, there's nothing out there. So why you quit to leave? You already know there's nothing out there. You have a man that's home with you, that's ready to build with you, that's trying to, even though he may not be perfect, but he's actually want to build with you. But you're worrying about what's out there, and you're going to bring up a whole happy home. Makes no sense. Go ahead.
I'm about to get in on y'all about this one. Women be trying to change the men that they're with, not understanding that they are going to be who they're supposed to be. We're not projects. This is not arts and crafts. You're not making a rug. We have the same barber. We go to the same stores. We drink the same coffee. We're not that hard to understand. Yes, you might have an aspiration for something. That's not me. My only aspiration is to love you. We do the things just to make you happy. We want to sit home and drink a coffee and watch you walk in your nice skirt. Damn, baby, that ass is fat. You being there is enough. But here is the issue.
Facts.
With women, we're feeding to work, strive. Get it. Oh, that nigga don't want nothing. He don't want nothing. He ain't gonna do it. Go get you a hustler. Most hustler niggas don't want marriages. Most niggas with cash are not monogamous. You don't think? Name me a monogamous hustler with.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Money. And I'm not talking about rappers. I'm talking about doctors, lawyers, respiratory therapists, RNs, if they did not grow up in a good home.
And the thing about that, Hakeem, that like men are like big rocks, you know. They're steady. They're not going to move. They're going to do what they do. And what good men do, if you be in a long-term relationship or a long-term bearers, they are building their little wealth 401k, IRA, whatever, and they saving it. So once they retire, getting their 50s and 60s, your golden years, y'all gonna do some stuff. Y'all gonna want to travel to the United States. Y'all want to travel the country. I'm like I said, I feel like people, you know, they want to travel, you know, and they're young, which is cool. But thing is, if you take care of yourself and being a good marriage in your 50s, 60s, and 70s, y'all can really travel the world. And I'm talking about type of travel when you could go to here to France. And then the thing is, not going back to the United States, you can say, hey, let's go to London or let's go to Germany. Because you'll have that type of money to move around all that type of stuff. Because you save so much working with your 30s and 40s and 50s, 60s and 70s, you can travel anywhere and travel for like a month or so and not come back to the States in a month.
You're 100% right. Now, there's a comment here. I want to touch on this, but I want to touch on, we have a new commenter, D'Souza. Apple, we're going to come
D'Souza,
back.
Hey, D'Souza. That's D'Souza there. She be commenting on the comment section. I see her in other spaces. Great to have you here.
But I want to touch on what she just said. She's two comments she wrote. The same man talking about molding women. And then she has the second comment and says that we are, what are men willing to sacrifice? Now, D'Souza, let me explain something to you. Men don't mold women. We never do that. We might get somebody who are younger than us and she follows an older person's lead. We don't never mold women. We don't tell you what to drink. We don't tell you how to dress. We don't tell you the way you make your hair done. I've never done that before in my life. Most older men do not tell women how to become. Now, what are men willing to sacrifice? D'Souza, let me tell you what we're willing to sacrifice. I'm going to take off my glasses because it's going to be a teachable moment. Let me tell you what we sacrifice. Every day I wake up, I have to suppress an urge and ask God to say that this is the only woman I'm going to be with for the rest of my life. I have to go along with majority of your ideas because my ideas are very simple. Most of us live so simple, we can sleep in the room with one mattress and that, but you make me so happy enough, you want to decorate your whole house? Okay, go ahead, baby, just go and swipe it. Hey, you want to move over here? No problem. Go ahead. Go and swipe it. As long as you are willing to do the simple things that we want us to do. Babe, we're going to go see my mama this weekend. Yeah, I'm going to go see my mother-in-law. We sacrifice so much. Now, mind you, here's the thing. The things that you sacrifice is appreciative. His wife had to leave her whole family in Georgia to go be with him in a city that she doesn't even freaking know. She can't see her sisters, her auntie, or nothing. That is, we know, we appreciate that sacrifice. We know you do things to leave your family and to become that. We appreciate, and that's why we're willing to go above and beyond to make you happy. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, we're willing to sacrifice. We do it all the time. We sacrifice 90% of our income. Because if it was up to us, we'll go get a brand new motorcycle and a two-door Dodge Charger Scat Pack. Go ahead, Jordan.
I got another thing we're sacificing, too. And I don't think some of the women don't know that. If you're my wife, I'm sacrificing my life for you. If somebody's breaking in the car or somebody's breaking in the house, you not getting up.
No.
You are not getting up.
Better tell them about it.
You is not getting up.
Good point.
I'm getting my gun, whatever weapon I have, and I'm going to take care of it. And if I don't, I plan it out. Hey, babe, if stuff's going to happen, just go. And I'll take care of it.
You know how many times I've been in a situation where it's some sketchy shit that goes on in the gas station? I say, hey, get in the car and drive off. Well, what about you? I say, I'm going to make sure they come get me first before they get you.
Facts.
Not only that, but man also sacrifice their career. Prime example, if a man know that he trying to do something, they say he trying to be in the entertainment industry, and you get pregnant, he'll say, forget that industry. I got to go ahead and get a regular job because I got to make sure you and the kids are taken care of.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Let's talk about
it. No, that's the stuff they don't talk about what men actually do when it comes to the aspect of sacrifice. Man sacrifice a lot. A real man will sacrifice a lot for that woman. Now, there's a lot of males out here. Those are not men. Go ahead.
There's Susa. You want to know another thing we sacrifice, which I've noticed in the recent years that men are doing? We'll leave our hometowns just so you can be closer to your mother. How many times we do that?
Yeah, that's true.
Some of us.
That's true.
A lot of us are leaving our hometowns so you can be closer to your mother and sister. A lot of us say, my mother-in-law's sick, move her into the house. We're doing that.
Big facts.
She said another thing. She said, I will never leave you or let you deal with danger on your own, only if the kids. Baby girl, we don't need you to deal with nothing. Listen, you have to raise the next generation. We sacrifice ourselves for a reason. I understand you might be a rider. We don't need you to do that for us, baby. We need you to stay pretty. And if we die, we expect you to go get another nigga after we're gone. We would never say you not to, but we need you to take care of the kids and go. So, that's the thing. Now, I want to get back to that comment that Apple said earlier. I'm speaking from when you said men don't talk because of fear she would leave. If you aren't getting what you want, why not talk and let her leave? If that's what it leads to too many, why is there not their fear? Okay, simple.
Because I'll go in real quick. Because men are not, we're not taught to be communicators. We're taught to be action-based. That's why we don't communicate properly. You guys, any man, that one man tend to go to therapy, they tend to go to the brotherhood because we don't know how to communicate or to a minister or somebody that's on a higher rank because, man, we are taught to be action-driven. We're driven by action. That, I don't know. That is something probably God has created us to be. Women are more communicative when it comes to the aspect of verbally. But with the actions, the man's already on the top. So man's not going to tell you. That old woman always say, baby, what's on your mind? Tell me what's wrong. You see, we will never tell you. Even when something's wrong, we will not tell you. You will look through our actions and see, okay, something's wrong because he normally be smiling. Now he's not smiling today. Something is going on. Go ahead, Hakeem.
Let me tell you why most men are scared to say things because you leave. 90% of men do not leave relationships. In our minds, this is how we process things. A lot of us tell ourselves, family's going to get better. Let's let this shit work itself out. That's what we tell ourselves 100% of the time. We could not be getting sex. You could be doing some weird shit. And we still stay because we love you that much because we hope that time is going to evolve you enough for you to generate in love. And sometimes it does. When a woman gets into a relationship and she has her rebellion stage, you do that to test us, to see if we walk away. A lot of the times we don't. Sometimes you cheat on us, and a lot of us do stay. It hurts us, but we don't necessarily leave. I could tell you a situation of a dude in Massachusetts who I didn't know. I was very quite acquainted with him. His wife had cheated with the 19-year-old boy downstairs in the projects with me and had a baby with him. They had done been married. He was a janitor. This nigga had a strong back. He still stayed with her and raised the kid. That's just one prime example. That didn't make him weak. The relationship meant more than anything because you want to know something? We do understand that we know you are once-in-a-lifetime situation, and we sometimes let things fizzle out on its own because that's how we process things. This might get better. We can't. We don't have the energy to try to, unless we are savage or we're a Double D John John who really out here just bodying chicks, slaying them, adding notches to our numbers. We really just hope that this shit will just work out. And if it doesn't work out, we tend to not get in relationships after you leave us. Oh, Lord Jesus. Some of it, listen, some of us don't even get in relationships anymore after you leave us. If we're in a long-term relationship and if we ain't had no, if we had kids, the ones who, when the wives leave us and we have kids, we don't get in relationships no more. We don't even get married no more. That's why you, that's why a lot of black men are still married to their ex-wives and don't want to get divorced. And we just sitting here lollygagging and doing our own thing. That's just it. She said, right, because I'm not a ride or die. I don't know if y'all, she said, excuse my typos, guys. I'm cooking at the same time. I'm apologizing. Why you ain't bringing us a plate then, Miss Apple?
Exactly. I don't want to ask you what you cooking.
What you cooking, baby?
I was just about to ask you what you cooking.
Hey, you know that's a beautiful, you know that's a beautiful trait if you cooking. Another thing, so they don't leave, they don't talk about the cheat too. No, we don't talk about the cheat. How many times? Listen, it only gonna hurt us more. The thing, we trying to put that shit in the past.
Man, I agree with Hakeem. Most men tend to not leave a relationship. To be honest with you, I think most men would cheat before they actually leave the relationship. To be honest with you. Yeah, most men would cheat. They would cheat. Because remember, man is not raised, we're not raised in the aspect of raising in a broken home. Cause I think we see it from our mothers, not seeing our fathers there. So we tend to, when we see a good woman, we don't want to lose her. Even if a man cheat, we ask a man he cheat, he'll tell you, I don't want to leave her. You'd be like, why? But you cheating on her. You'd be like, she's just lacking something. She's lacking, but however, I still don't want to leave that woman. No, we will not leave that woman. Go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing 100% because you, listen, most men, when they meet their woman, you are our soulmates. It's one and done for us. Yes, you got a couple guys, and let's get something straight. From a statistic standpoint, really good men do not cheat. Really good men do not cheat. We suffer in silence. You feel me? We'll be on the front porch. Our homeboys come by. We drink beers, and that's all we do. We allow you to do whatever you got to do until you get your mind right. Because sooner or later, time is going to get you to come back home. And when I say come back home, I'm talking about from a mental point of view. And this is why some men are scared to get into a relationship, because we hurt when you want to go. It's too much for us to handle. It's okay for y'all to start all over again because the sport is exciting for y'all. It's not exciting for us. We get to a certain age, we can barely bust a nut after a certain age.
Big facts. Well, I don't think I'm going to have that issue, but there's some men that do have that issue.
You know what I'm saying? And he says, De La Sue said, and that the mindset is the big issue at Roni. It's not more or less the mindset. It's more or less. And listen, we're talking about, I'm talking about a certain type of men on this. Right. We're talking about certain type of men. We're not talking about the double D. We're not talking about Twan and Trayvon and them. You feel me? We're not talking about the double D John Johns. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ain't talking about the double D John Johns. You ain't talking about the, I don't know if y'all fellas want to answer this question. And, John Smith got something to say after we just, he said at the end.
Oh, John Smith, welcome. We need John Smith. Hey, D-Rose in the chat.
Hey.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, Apple say, I ended communication with a man because I knew something was off. I asked and tried to figure out on my own, but couldn't start seeing someone else. I still have no idea what the issue is.
See, that's the problem. That's the issue that men tend to deal with because we're not communicative in certain aspects. Like, we don't express our emotion. So you would never know. You would just go by your assumption and say, oh, is this, and you know, is this, or you did this wrong, you did that wrong. So that's the only problem. But to me, if you really want to know, I think you should go back and ask him, like, hey, what did I do wrong in the relationship? Because you want to at least have that closure. But most men, you probably did something wrong in the relationship. Or to be honest with you, he probably was seeing another woman. I'm just keeping it in the buck. Go ahead, I can.
That could be a point. Now, here's the thing women do not do. Whenever we tell you the truth, it becomes problematic or volatile. If women could create a safe space for men to talk and you don't cut us off, you don't cuss us out, and you allow us to freely just be ourselves and express how we feel, we'll be able to communicate. There's not a safe space here without a man being canceled or saying, you don't know what you're talking about. You're misogynistic. Oh, nigga, you don't got enough money to take care of all them kids. You hear all these things. This is why men do not want to be in spaces where women are at talking. Because we know we're going
to get attacked. I was going to ask you guys a question. I don't know. Did y'all saw that clip that was going around? I think it was last week. It was Lil Scrappy and Mamba D confrontation. Yep. You didn't saw. I'm gonna bring this up for a good point. Oh, this is a woman related situation. You didn't saw how he expressed himself to his mother, and she saw him as weak. That's his mother.
She did not share a tear.
Nope.
She did not.
This is why men don't communicate their relationship. Oh, that was saying, yeah. Go ahead, Hakeem. But that's the prime example where you was going at. Go ahead.
It's not that she just shed a tear, Hakeem. She made no type of facial expression. No, her face was stale.
You know who was crying?
He was.
The wife?
The wife. The one that Mama D been having a problem with since day one, because you want to know why? She was able to get her man to open up. She created a safe space for him to cry.
Yep.
Good point.
She created
and a safe space. And that's the reason why men don't express their emotion. Because you see, some women are just cold. And he even said, you are cold. You are cold. I'm expressing myself to you, and you are a cold woman. I can't. Go ahead.
And this is why it's important, ladies. If you're able to create a safe space for your man so he can be able to freely express himself without him knowing that there's not going to be no consequences, we can able to get to another realm. Because here's the thing. Lots of time we want to tell you things, but we know it's going to go left. So we want y'all to figure it out on your own. That's why we're minute with things. All right, baby, go ahead. Do it on your own. It has to be real bad for us to leave y'all. The shit has to be unbearable. And even at that time, we still want to come back home. Now, she said in 2022, we got the option. We don't have to stay with cheaters anymore. Okay. You don't have to stay with cheaters anymore. You can go get you a woman, a man, or whatever.
Yeah, you can choose any. Whatever makes you happy.
Whatever makes you happy. And good men don't care about that. If you want to leave, you don't want the chair. Now, if you're dealing with cheaters, that's on you. I don't know what's in your mind to pick a cheater, De Sousa.
Right.
You know what I mean? If somebody's leaving cheaters, how did you not identify that? You feel me? Now, what is this one? She said, I think he just didn't know what he wanted, to be honest.
Oh, we don't know that because it's still assumption, because he got to verbally say he didn't know what he wanted. If he never said it, then it's all assumptions. It's just speculation. You really don't know, but you should just go and ask. Because women use that a lot too. They throw that around like it's freaking like seed trying to grow. Like men don't know what they want. Most of the time, men do know what he want because he choose you at one point. So he didn't know what he want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's another thing. You could say we don't know what we want, but we do sometimes. But the thing about it is, we might not want you. We might want you, but you might not be prepared yet to handle us, in a sense. Because here's the thing. You have your own version of what relationship is. Ask us what we want a relationship are. Ask us if we haven't. Go ahead.
I had a question for you guys. Do you feel like, I feel like this. Do you feel like in your 20s, you really didn't run it? You kind of figured you was exploring yourself, and when you hit 30s, It like everything slows down a little bit, and you really know what you want as for your woman. Do y'all guys feel like that? Y'all hit your 30s?
Yeah, more like the, yeah. But when I was younger, because I was mostly raised around men most of the time, especially around, I was raised around Hakeem and a lot of other my brothers, especially my father. So they kind of already instilled in me and what to want, and actually what to look for in a woman. However, like I said, some men don't really know that. Even the men in their 30s don't even know what they want. It's just that who are you surrounding with? When you know who you surround with, then you figure out what you want. You don't join, I'm hanging around with you. Man, you see, you already married, so my mind's already focused on, I got to stop playing around, I need to get married. Two of my other friends are married, you see, so I'm hanging around people that actually is married, so they ain't starting the information I need so I can get married. You get what I'm saying? So, but a lot of men don't really know what they want, but it's only a few men. Go ahead, Hakeem.
Jordan, you cracked the nail, you cracked the walnut that I think, and I want to share something with y'all. I grew up in a two-parent household. My daddy did something that most men don't ever do. My mom had two kids prior before him. He came in and became a father to two kids that wasn't his. And he showed an exemplary example of what it is to be a stand-up nigga. He wasn't the best boyfriend. Let's get that straight. I never seen took my mama out on no dates, but that nigga paid the bills. That nigga never cheated. That nigga always came home from work, sat and put. Now, I'm saying that to saying that I have a different understanding of that. And mind you, I'm a child of a foreigner. So foreigners do not necessarily talk about relationships or how to function into a relationship. So I had to go learn that on my own. Now, I'm going to start to get into the psyche, and I want y'all to see if y'all agree with me on this one. Most kids learn what they want through their friends as we get into high school, as we get into middle school. You want what your homeboy want half the time, because this is what you're learning from if you don't have a good, strong basis at home. Most girls want what other girls want as well. 6 feet, six figures, 6 inches. Isn't that what it say? Now, for me, I grew up in Miami, so we wanted the girls with the long weave, fat asses, and you know what I mean? It was a certain look type of that. But I still had somewhat of a basis with my parents where I had sex later on in life. I'm willing to admit that. That's because my parents are very religious. And going through the motions, of being in relationships and stuff like that and failing at them. After 35, I know it's not about love. I know it's not about money. I know it's not about your career. Because, you know, sometimes a lot of us men grow up in bad economic situations. So we tend to try to lean on women who are doing better than us to make us feel better about ourselves. I'm telling you some real life shit now. There's a lot of men who are with women who are financially, educational better to overcompensate for things that they haven't accomplished due to our growing up in an ethnic enclave where our economic situation wasn't the best. So this is why I might be a janitor, but my wife is a lawyer or something like that. And so say that. But now that I'm older, I just want somebody to do right by me.
Yep.
I just want somebody to do right by me. Like, listen, I just want somebody to do right by me. I'm telling you, it's a lot of men who's going to tell you this. They don't give a fuck if you work at Checkers, my nigga. We just want you to do right by me. We want you to, is you going to leave me? Are you going to leave me like my daddy left me or my mama? Or you going to block me like how my kid's mama do you? I just want somebody to do right by me. And I know a lot of women want the same thing. Are you going to do right by me? It's not about looks anymore. It's not about money. My nigga, you can go look at it. You don't win. A lot of you women dated niggas with money. Y'all had an opportunity to date niggas with money. We done had opportunities to date women who would drop dead gorgeous. Shit don't never work out. Are you going to do right by me? Are you going to do right by me? This is the question that we want to know in a relationship. When I fucking get sick, or I just found out I got terminal cancer, you gonna be up the hospital every other day? This is shit people don't want to fucking talk about because everything is surface fucking deep. This is why men can't have a fucking serious conversation with y'all at the time, because it's scary. We cry to our homeboys. Our homeboys is the one, our buffer zone, for the reason why we don't be leaving half of you hoes. Give her one more chance, fool. Give her one more chance, fool. She just probably tripping this morning. Fool, just listen. When you're wrong, our homeboys tell her, fool, you just go up there and just buy that shit. Don't even sweat it.
Hey, what you saying, Hakeem? You know what song that pop up in my head?
And
I really think that it needs to be, man, really needs to do this. Y'all remember 5621 questions?
Yeah.
I think man needs to start doing that, asking questions. Because when you ask questions, and you can tell if she's going, she can tell if she's going to say, yeah, how's he answering the questions? Or she don't know. I mean, really ask these women questions like, hey, if you want to see this girl as like as a long time future, a long time relationship, or a wife or something like that, it's very important to ask some serious questions. Some serious questions you should ask on the first date.
I agree.
And that really can eliminate to taking her on the second date or possibly making it, take it to a second, third, fourth date, and maybe it could turn into a relationship.
No, definitely. I agree with you 100%. I just think that what you say goes over people's heads, man. We can ask them questions. We asked them questions in the beginning. Most good men, and I'm keep prefacing this because sometimes y'all want to talk about there's men who don't know. Yeah, you got them suckers. Most good men will over leverage themselves for you. We do that on the first date. This is why men don't even want to go on dates anymore. We used to over leverage ourselves on the first date. We don't care about money. Money is nothing to us. We make this shit. We listen. Most majority men who make good money are being a regular t-shirt every single fucking day or wear the same jeans. We only get spiffy for y'all. We only take y'all out for y'all. We want to make you happy. So we went into ask these kind of questions. And I'm going to go back to the same thing. Baby girl, are you going to do right by us? You might say, oh, we've been doing right by y'all. You ain't do right by me. I don't know who you've been with, mama. You was with Trayvon and them niggas. I don't know them niggas like that. I don't even hang with them boys. I'm only talking for real life experience. Wake up one morning, you done devote your life to somebody. You done devoted your life to somebody. You and this person done went through so much shit. She wake up one morning and say, I don't think I'm in love with you. I think I'm in love with somebody else. What did you just say? I think I'm in love with somebody else. And they expect for you to still be friends. This is something y'all women do that we don't understand y'all, which some guys say that there's a little bit of chaos in y'all. You still want us to be friends with you after you tell us some shit like that. Well, I think I'm in love with somebody else. What? We just lost a baby. What you mean you don't think you're in love with me no more? I pay rent here. I never ask you for anything. Why? Because I don't dress nice or I don't take you out every night. Nigga, this all I can do for you. What you want me to do? Tell me, what do you want me to do?
Real talk.
And the thing is, Hakeem, they expect you to change, but they don't talk about it.
No, they don't.
Real talk.
They don't. So this is why I say women, it's important for you to become a man's piece. We live in chaos every day. Half of us is on the brink of jumping over that bridge.
Oh, that's real, Hakeem.
What did he say here?
You want to know something? Let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something. You see Roni and you see Jordan. I'm gonna give you an example why certain people are so scared. Why maybe I'm like that. I love people too much. I love hard. I don't know no other. My family been nothing but loving to me. My hood been nothing but loving to me. I'm the person you can call at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'll get up and I'll come to you. So the fact that I love and the fact that a lot of us who love people so hard, it's a scary thing to walk down that emotional plank. Imagine that. Because it hurts us more when we really like you. And if we feel ourselves really liking you, and this is what a lot of men do who are of age, who are a little bit older, who have been hurt, and who speak from a sense of pain, we just say we just don't want to deal with it. That's why we're scared to ask you out. That's why we're scared to say, hey, let's go meet up here. The fear of being hurt again makes us say we don't even need to take that chance. Because you want to know why? When you haven't been done right by for so long, you say to yourself that it's just not worth it anymore. You know what I mean? And we'll be happy for other people. And we just, a lot of us just put our faith in God and say, God, maybe God will send me my wife one day. And God will make sure I'm straight. But right now, I'm not going to take that chance. That shit is too worrisome. I don't want to be home worrying about if you with another nigga or if you're going to tell me one day, okay, I'm ready to leave. You're not going to tell me you should just take that chance. I'm over 40 now. I done took that chance so many times. I'm just going to let my nieces and nephews and my homeboys make me happy. Why should I jeopardize my mental health for love again? Some people love so hard that it's hard for them to even get back into that point. They want to just love you from a distance.
John Smith said, if you're in your 30s, prepare to be a stepdad or stepparent. That's kind of right there. I'm being honest with you, John Smith. Let's keep it a buck. A lot of women ain't having kids right now.
I was going to say.
Women ain't having kids. The statistics already proved that a lot of women ain't having the kids, and a lot of women are getting the kids deleted. So it's gonna be a lot of opportunity of a lot of women not have kids. There's women like right now in their late 30s never experienced of giving birth.
Yeah.
So I don't think that will actually be an option. Go ahead.
I was gonna add to that, Ronnie. Women really. I was gonna say it's because Ronnie, you're spot on to that because a lot of women
are kind of waiting to they, you know, to their early, to they like mid and early 30s because they're independent, they have their careers with their job, and so they do all their work in their 20s. Once they 30s, they make a good money, they got a car, all that type of stuff, and then now they're ready to have kids and everything. So and all with with the libidos and all that type of stuff of some women think they can have kids until they 40. You can, but sometimes they just don't work like that way. But yeah, a lot of women, they're prolonging having kids to their 30s, to their mid-30s.
Yeah. And there's a lot of women today that want to have kids. Go ahead, Ken.
You're 100% right.
She's 36, no kids.
No kids.
36, no kids. And listen, my lovely friend, Apple, she's intelligent, with no children, professional. And let me tell you, and I'm not going to speak for y'all. I'm going to speak for certain other women. You want to know, a lot of the reason is some of y'all think y'all going to find this mythical marriage y'all going to get. You have to be intentional. You have to be intentional for this to happen. And sometimes the way your life is going to perceive itself is not the way you might envision it. You might have a straightforward plan. That plan is not always directed towards you. What they say, and this is not something in the Bible, but God laughs at your plan. Mm-hmm. It's twists and turns all the time. Some women have kids out of wedlock and get married later. Husband is your husband. Sometimes your husband is the child's father, and sometimes it's two separate things. But you got to understand, nowadays people don't understand. Men want the kids because they understand the value of it. Sometimes women think, at this age, women think kids are chores. This is why they don't want to have them no more. Because they see, they've seen all the negative experiences that their sisters, their aunties done went through. That don't mean that you're going to do it while you're internalizing it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because your sister or your auntie messed up don't mean you're going to mess up like that. God might have a different plan for you.
Big facts.
You know what I'm saying? So we have to look at it from that point as well. It says women have the option to either be offended or flattered by a man shooting his shot. Oh, Lord Jesus. That's a whole nother show.
Yeah, that's a whole nother show.
That's a whole nother show. John Smith, we're not going to even get into that. Yo, we're going to have to dedicate a whole nother show for that, John.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We're going to have to get another show.
But I also want to touch back to what Roni said earlier. A lot of women who make the poor choice of having their kid's father, yes, a lot of them kids are getting deleted. We just had a situation in Orlando or Miami with this Haitian woman? It was a who was going through psychiatric. She killed both of her kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the man did not know it. Because here's the thing. If you would allow us to take the kids over, you could just go off and live your life. Some men don't mind having being single fathers. We don't see it as a chore.
And the thing is, it's like, it does happen. They just don't report it on the news or the local news or the world news, something like that. This stuff happens. They just don't report it.
Okay. We need to touch on this right here because I've heard this a lot too.
Having children is a lot of sacrifice as a woman.
Women say this all the time. We understand that. It's not for all of y'all. You see a small statistics of women who traumatically have babies and they lose their life behind that. It's not for all of you. And when you tell men who want kids, you want to try to discourage us from having a legacy. Don't come here and say you want to be the rich auntie when we want to have a footload of football teams. My sister's about to have two kids. Nigga, we are ecstatic over here. Life is about people. It's about people, not money, not cars. I don't care what you listen. The most funnest times were when me and my brothers and sisters were in a two-bedroom apartment. The most funnest times of my life when my brother gave me hand-me-down jerseys or said, "Hey, I'm gonna get you some sneakers." When you have a whole gang, and this is the most funnest time of a man's life when he raising his kids, and it's him and his woman. And you busting down a big slice of pizza with 6-7 people, you might not think it's fun. It's fun for us.
And not only that, but the aspect of when it comes to having kids, a kid is not supposed to look at it as a sacrifice. A kid is supposed to look at it as a blessing and as a gift to the man.
And also, I'm gonna add to that is, having kids, especially with my wife, having a kids in a black family, I'm helping out my black family. I'm helping out the black community. It's having kids with my wife.
100%
of being pro black.
Right. Yeah, so,
yeah.
That's your ultimatum.
I'm not saying that's sacrificing, but I'm building a union. I'm building a legacy of having kids so they can push forward and build and keep on building of the name of the Lewis family.
Facts.
Listen, she said this. I don't want to be 40 and pregnant with sleepless nights. When you pick a good man, you ain't going to have to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're going to make sure you sleep and you're having to sleep this night. You're going to be sleeping.
Go look on, it's some TikToks I watch. The nigga, as soon as the nigga come home from work, he picks the baby up and go to the next room and go to sleep with the baby.
He can't wait to see him. That's probably one more thing to see his kids. Oh, I can't wait to see my kid.
Basically.
Then he comes in, get the kid, go ahead, do what you do. I got the kid. You good.
Sometimes you're not going to have to do that if you pick the right man. If you pick a man that is intentional.
Facts, urban music. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's right about that. Yep.
Fresh Sounds, they have to post men's rights concerning babies. Yeah. What's this thing? We're going to wrap up soon because we've been going at it. I'm good with just getting married and living good together. You see, Apple, that is perfect if a man who do not want kids.
Or if I would recommend you get an older man who already had kids and he don't want kids anymore.
He won't want kids no more. That's no problem. But if you get somebody in that 40 range, he's going to want his own legacy. Stuff that he produced, he made.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big factor for us, too. A lot of here's another thing I want to touch to, and we're going to most of y'all have this idea think that men want men advocate for adoption. We don't be thinking about that. That's y'all.
No.
This is what you need to say. That's y'all. We want to see our own face. We want to see our own face, our own nappy head,
our own DNA. Yes.
Because let me tell you something. We go through the whole same situation. Listen, my dad is named Big Willie. They call me Little Willie. I used to go to my dad's job to go pick some things up. He said, "You must be Big Willie's son. You look just like his dad." This is what men they want to see themselves into their kids. They want to see what they make. Young Dolph, before he died, he said the greatest thing he ever did was have his kids. Oh, Lord Jesus. This man is a multimillionaire. He had cars out the way. He said the greatest thing he ever did is have his kid. There was a New York Times paper where they interviewed a Haitian taxi cab driver. He said the same exact thing. He said he is the greatest happiness and reason why he goes to work every morning is when he sees his kid's face.
Hey, Jabari, put out a quote. Put it up, please. Put it up. Go ahead, Jabari.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, he said, "You Uncle Willie's son. Don't play that."
Oh, you Uncle Willie's son.
You Uncle Willie's son.
You're trying to find it.
Okay, there it is. You Uncle Willie's son.
That's how they say it in the black community.
He said, "Ain't you Uncle Willie's son?" He said, "You look just like his ass. He gonna come right at me."
That's big facts. But I think everybody that ready to what, man. Thank you guys, man, for tuning in, man. Thank you for all the interaction. You know, on Sosa, a new subscriber, thank you for coming. You know, D Rose, Apple, Jabari, Urban Noah, John Smith. Yes. Suicide. And
more
other people.
Hey, Roni, go ask that Sousa how we can pronounce her name. I don't want to butcher her name.
That's how you say it. It's the Sousa. That's how you say it. The Sousa. Okay. She's dope. She's a new subscriber. You know, I met her on another channel. So it's really cool. It's really cool, man, to see the interaction. We want to have more of it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's why I told you guys, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And hit that notification bell because you never know when we go live. But we do go live each and every Sunday, 7:30.
Every Sunday.
Live on time. Go ahead. I think you're going to say something.
No.
Oh, you're on the mask. Yeah, because we got to hustle tonight. We got to hustle tonight. You know what I'm saying? Thank you guys for tuning in to KI Culture Radio. This is how we get down. Look, she even put her name in the comments so people look that up.
Sousa, what you is Dominicano, Boricua, what is it? Dominicano, Boricua, or Cuban? Is either one of those three? If you
I don't have to be French, though. It can't be French, no?
No, no, no. No, no, De Sousa got to be Boricua. Boricua or Dominicano.
Yeah. All but right. This is why, guys, you got to subscribe, man. This is how we get down each and every Sunday, man. We talk to you guys later. Man, we over and out. Peace.
Peace.
Peace. Love y'all.
Man, I just appreciate y'all just listening. Stay tuned for the next episode.